Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching us through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Brian Belongi, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those who are unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day and for your Sunday obligation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who gave Saints Cornelius and Cyprian to your people as diligent shepherds and valiant martyrs, grant that through their intercession we may be strengthened in faith and constancy and spend ourselves without reserve for the unity of the Church. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has been raised, then empty too is our preaching, empty too your faith. Then we are also false witnesses to God, because we testified against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable people of all. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The word of the Lord. Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full.
Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full.
Hear, O Lord, a just suit. Attend to my outcry. Hearken to my prayer from lips without deceit. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me, hear my word. Here's my joy will be full. Show your wondrous mercies, O Savior of those who flee from their foes to refuge at your right hand. Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full. Hide me in the shadow of your wings, but I in justice shall behold your face on waking. I shall be content in your presence.
Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to the little ones the mysteries of your kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Shuza. Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have the memorial of Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, an early pope in the church and also an early bishop. They served as pope and bishops in the mid-third century, and they were very influential at that time of the church. You know, whenever we wear red, it symbolizes martyrdom, the shedding of blood, and it means that these figures gave their life, not only in a spiritual way, but in a real way. They shed their blood for the sake of Christ. They believed that Jesus Christ is Lord. They believed he's God, and they believed he was raised from the dead. And so Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And to Cyprian and Cornelius, it was an honor to give their life for the sake of the gospel. At a time where it was very, very difficult for almost anyone to survive in faith. Now, I'm sure many of you here and those listening on the radio are baptized. When you were baptized, you may not even remember the day, but you were baptized into Christ. You died with him and rose to new life in him. That was the best day of your life. Now, you are baptized into Christ, yes, but you are also baptized into his holy church. The two cannot be separated. Christ cannot be separated from the church. And so once you are baptized, yes, you are a child of God, but you are a member of his body, the church, and that cannot be taken away no matter what happens. Now, I'm sure many of you sitting here and listening are probably praying for family members who have maybe stop coming to church or stop practicing the faith. You're just praying for the day that the Lord inspires them to come back and reengage, and we keep that in prayer. We know that when the time comes to reengage, basically all they really have to do is seek the Lord, seek reconciliation by confession maybe, and just come back to church and practice, and that's all it takes. But you know, it wasn't always that way. In the days of Cornelius and Cyprian, there was a question. Remember, this was when the church was persecuted, so it was very dangerous to be a Christian. When times were good, people would be baptized, and it was quite easy to come to the faith and be baptized, you know, after a period of catechumenate, those kind of things. But then the thing happened is when persecution came, which happened quite a bit during this time, what some people would do is rather than give in to the persecution in order to protect their families or their safety, they would lapse or they would leave the faith in many ways. One of the things that the Romans were very good at was forcing people to sacrifice to pagan gods. And they would say, as long as you do that, you are a member, you are a full citizen of the Roman Empire. If you failed to do that, however, they could count you as a traitor. And during times of persecution, that's exactly what they did. They looked to see who would sacrifice to the gods and who wouldn't. And those who didn't were often singled out as Christians and persecuted heavily for that. And if they found out you were one of those Christians, you might lose your life during a period of time, but usually you might have trouble finding a job or make it in society. You'd be outcast in many ways. So it was very difficult during those times. So rather than kind of kind of make a scene, some people would just go and offer those sacrifices and say, okay, we're going to do this publicly, but then behind the scenes, they would still be Christian. Many of the people in the church didn't like that. Others would simply leave completely. But then persecution would end. And then, how do they come back to the fold? How do they come back when all of a sudden now the persecution is done, people had suffered, and now they want to come back? There were those in the church that said, once you leave like that, once you insult the church so badly, once you insult Christ like that, there's no coming back. And that was a movement that was in the Church of Rome by Novatian. And he was one of the, what you might call the rigorists, that said, nope, you leave, you're not coming back. Pope Cornelius and Cyprian, they ran into this issue too. But they were kind of the moderates of the day, and they really looked at it from a perspective that, okay, now it's time for reconciliation. You can come back to the church after baptism so long as you have penance, and there's a period of penance that you have to go through in order to come back in. Now, that penance would have been something a little bit more than just an Our Father, but nevertheless, they opened the doorway for people to be able to come back. That caused a whole schism in the Church of Rome that had to be settled. Now today, 2,000 years later, we don't have to worry about that anymore because we know that once we're baptized, it can't be taken away. And the Lord is always reaching out, having us come back. And when we fall, we can't fall too far that the Lord can't catch us and bring us back into the church. Let us stand firm in our baptism, though. Cornelius and Cyprian did. As we go, let us stand firm as we continue to profess our faith and practice it and be thankful for the gifts we've been given. But let us always, when we practice the faith, know that we too honor these martyrs because they stood for the faith, because Jesus Christ is Lord. We pray for all the people of God today as we turn our attentions to the Father. We pray for Pope Francis, for our bishops, that through the intercession of Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, they will be granted strength and wisdom in these difficult times. We pray to the Lord. For an increase in vocation to the priesthood, consecrated life, and sacramental marriage, let us pray to the Lord. For peace in our world, and that our government leaders will work towards the protection of all human life, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of Bishop Ronald Hicks of Joliet and Archbishop John Wester of Santa Fe, whose Episcopal anniversaries are this weekend, in thanksgiving for their service to the Church and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, your good and loving, you know our needs before we ask. We place our prayers humbly before you, inspired by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, we become to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink. Lord, wash away my iniquities, and of my sins cleanse me. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Amen.
Receive, we pray, O Lord, the offerings of your people in honor of the passion of your holy martyrs, Saints Cornelius and Cyprian. And may the gifts that gave them courage under persecution make us too steadfast in all trials. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the blood of your blessed martyrs, Cornelius and Cyprian, poured out like Christ to glorify your name, shows forth your marvelous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble bestow a strength to bear your witness through Christ our Lord. And so with the powers of heaven we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on a night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God. By blood of Lord Jesus Christ, return left us, receive it. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. kingdom on you, says the Lord, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. Let us pray. Through these mysteries which we have received, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that by the example of the martyrs, Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, we may be strengthened with the fortitude of your Spirit to bear witness to the truth of the gospel through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thank you for joining us for Mass on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Rosary, Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. This prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.